Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using my website to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And we have our blog, Jim's blog, which is right there on the homepage, and you can either get it on the homepage, you can go to jimsblog.biz if you want to go directly to the blog, and you can come and get it, or we'll send it to you. Don't forget, it's updated every weekday. All the things that we do, all the things that I write, and all the interviews that we do, it brings all that right up front so that you can get to it real easily. Anna Brewer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She and I have met before, but she's never been on the show. This is her debut appearance on the Small Business Advocate Show. She's director of HR Administrative Compliance, Human Resources Administrative Compliance with Administaff. And by the way, I'm broadcasting from the Administaff Service Center here in Atlanta. As you know, I've been on the road in Atlanta for a couple of days, and I'm broadcasting from the beautiful building here north of Atlanta, actually in Kennesaw, I think is the name of the area. It's a beautiful part of the great state of Georgia, and so I'm here. But she is in Kingwood, Texas, and she's joining us now to talk to us about employee screening and background checks, a topic that you and I need to know more about. Anna, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here. I'm excited to be a part of your show.
Well, thanks. Anna, one of the things that's happening these days is there's more of a requirement, there's more of a need for all employers, not just the big folks, but all employers, to do a better job of making sure, absolutely positively sure, that they know who they're hiring. When they bring somebody on board, when they bring somebody into the company, without a doubt, they know not only who these people are, but what they've been doing, whatever they can about them. We must know that, don't we?
Absolutely. And the market is so competitive these days. You know, it's hard for business people to find the right match and the right personnel, and not to mention making sure that they're acceptable to the workplace.
What does that mean, acceptable to the workplace?
Well, I think in any business, as part of a recruiting and a selection process, doing a pre-employment assessment, not only in terms of is that individual suitable for the position, but we also do things in an employment process such as a pre-employment background screening. Pre-employment background screening can be a valuable tool in any company's quest to find and select the best candidates for the workplace. When you do a pre-employment background screening, it should always be conducted to provide additional information in terms of factoring in the employment decision.
Aren't these screens that you do, they have to be done properly because, sometimes it feels employers, especially small business owners, feel like they're between a rock and a hard place. The rock is the importance, the obligation, the fiduciary responsibility, the obligation to make sure that when I bring an employee in, that I'm not bringing in a serial killer or somebody
who
could be a problem. But the hard place, though, is that person that I'm checking out, they have rights too by law, and I have to don't employers have to walk a very fine line between protecting the people and getting the right person and not going overboard with the person I'm checking on?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. It's important that employers be consistent in all their practices, but there is a law under, it's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, where there are certain procedures and regulations that must be followed. Applicants must be advised that a pre-employment background screen is going to be conducted. Applicants must sign appropriate acknowledgement forms. In some
now, states, when what if they ask you, what does that mean? If you, when the first thing that you said, read that. Tell us the first thing that you said again.
Under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, which is called the FCRA regulation, that
right.
means that that individual that you're running a background screen on is entitled to know that that information received, whether it be criminal information or information on a credit report that's applicable to the position, that they are advised of their rights, that you might use that information in whole or in part mm-hmm. in the hiring decision.
Hold
and
on
under
to that
the
thought.
Law,
they Hold
have
on to that
to
thought,
sign
Anna.
An acknowledgement that says, I'm authorizing you to do this.
Right. Hold on to that thought, Anna. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out exactly what is that little transaction, how does it take place so that you make sure that you get what you, the information you need without breaking any laws. 20 till. Stay with us.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, I'm on the road again in beautiful northern part of Atlanta near Kennesaw, near Kennesaw Mountain. Maybe I'm in Kennesaw. Maybe that's where it is. But I'm actually in the Administaff Service Center here in Atlanta, and we're visiting with Anna Brewer, who's in the Kingwood headquarters of Administaff, and she's Director of HR Administrative Compliance, and we're talking about background checks, folks, employee screening, making sure that you know what you need to know so that you get the right people, you get you maintain a quality and safe environment for your workplace and for your employees and yourself, but that you don't trip on any landmines or any trip flares that might get you into trouble along the way. And Anna, you were telling us when we went to the break about, I wanted to know about this little
Fair
transaction.
Credit Reporting Act.
The little interaction that you have. I mean, you can talk, when you talk about Fair Credit Reporting Act, we all know that that's a regulation, but at some point in time, that rubber meets the road and there's a conversation between a prospective employee and an employer. And I'd like for you to just walk us through the steps of that transaction.
Be my pleasure. Well, when an individual goes in and applies for a job, and you tell them on the application you're going to be required to go through a background screening process, they have rights. And under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, employers are required to ensure that all the lawful forms are completed, all the guidelines are followed under the law. Should there be any adverse information that's going to be received that they're going to use in whole or in part in making that hiring decision? So, for
what
example,
if they say no?
Anna,
let me stop you.
Felonies, and
let
you
me stop
did not
you for
want
a second.
To select that individual. You have to give them that information. There's certain requirements under the law that an employer is required to do. It's not optional. It's something that you must do to comply with the law. That individual has a right that if it's mistaken identity or if they feel that fine or felony or whatever is on their record is incorrect, they have an opportunity under the law to see that that's corrected. Or they need to be given that opportunity under the law to do so.
I love people who are passionate about what they do, Anna, and you should certainly are. Here's my question, though, Anna. What if they say no? What if you tell them all about the fair credit thing and they say, you know what, I don't think I want you to do that. What do we do then?
An employer has a right of what candidates they select or don't select for any interviewing process. If part of your, procedures are, we're going to continue to do background screens. Be consistent in your processes. State to your applicants right up front that that's something that you're going to do. Let them know what their rights are under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that should there be information that comes back. On the application form, there's certain requirements as well where the individual needs to disclose this information so that you're fully aware of it up front. Don't use this information as the sole part of the hiring decision, but use it as a valuable tool in making the right decision.
Anna, what? All right, now this, you bring up a good point about doing it with everybody. What if I don't do it with everybody? If I screen someone and I don't screen the next two, have I made a mistake? Am I exposing myself?
You could be potentially opening up yourself to a risk of discriminatory issues. What you should be doing as an employer is you should be consistent with the position. If that position is a credit-sensitive position, maybe they're getting into the computer where they're seeing Social Security numbers, they're at risk for financial data, that's an area that you would want to run credit reports on. That's significant. It might impact your business. But if not, then perhaps you only want to run a criminal. Maybe you only run a motor vehicle on those sales folks that are out there on the road so that you don't have 22 DUIs. But be consistent with the job that you take an application on.
You know, I had a years ago, I went to work for a company. Obviously, it was a long time ago. And the guy knew me very well. And he still made me show me his Social Security, you know, my Social Security card and information. He says, you know what? He said, I've got to do this for everybody.
You know, it's a challenge for business folks because typically you, in a small business environment, sometimes it's a family friend of a friend. And the challenge there is in being consistent. You know, you never know what lies behind a person's background. And again, you have a due diligence as an employer to make sure that you not only are hiring the right people, but that you also provide a secure area for the rest of your employees. So I think in terms of running a background, that's just a feather in your hat that says, I care about the people who work at my company.
What does the policy look like? What does it sound like? That don't I need a policy in place, something written that says this is the procedure that we expect to follow, and maybe with the exception of one or two things, can we do that?
It's appropriate that you can have it outlined in your employee handbook, but the forms, your application form, your authorization and disclosure form, which is part of the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and in places such as California, you've got to have additional forms, such as a summary of rights, California. Those forms have to be separate and should be standalone when a person's going through an application process. That way it clearly identifies that this is part of what you're going to have to do before you come on board. It is acceptable to put that in your handbook.
Hold on that thought, Anna. I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Anna, what if the information comes back negative? What do we do with that information? How do we handle all that so that we don't get ourselves into trouble? It's 10 Till. Anna Brewer and I will be right back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Anna Brewer. She is Director of HR Administrative Compliance with the MINISTEF. And folks, one of the things that I like to encourage people to do, and Anna, I'll bring you into this. Outsourcing is such an important thing, in my opinion, for the 21st century. And folks, some of the stuff that Anna and I have been talking about, you can either do yourself or you can hire, you can engage other people to help you with it. And I know that's one of the things that you guys do at MINISTEF, Anna. And folks, I encourage you, if the things that you're doing is getting a little bit too onerous for you, if you feel that your HR is getting a little bit out of hand, look around and find organizations that can help you with this. MINISTEF is one. There are a number of others out there. I think your chairman, Paul Servati, Anna, has told me there's like a couple of thousand PEOs out there, professional employee organizations. So, folks, get help with this. You don't have to be in the dark. If you're getting in over your head, and it's easy to do this time of year, in the 21st century, I should say, get some help. Get somebody to help you with it. There are plenty of people out there who can help you with that. And as you can tell, Anna knows what she's talking about. Anna, what happens if we come back with the information that we've checked on a prospective employee. What happens? What do we do if the information is not good? They've got a driving record. Maybe they've got an arrest record. I don't know what all, but let's assume that they're not a serial killer. They just got some challenges on their record. What do we do with that information?
Well, it's unfortunate, Jim. We do see felons with murder, manslaughter, assault with a deadly weapon, battery. We see all kinds of information. But again, back to that little act that is the law, it's like you said, there are so many T's to cross and I's to dot. But the bottom line is, if there's anything adverse that comes back on that report, by law, you have to give that individual a copy of that report within a certain period of time. You have to give them their rights again in writing. That's required under the law. And then it also needs to have, who do they contact should they feel that that information is incorrect or inaccurate?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you don't hear from those people again, but it is part of the requirement of the law. You have to give them that information. They're entitled to it. You know, in case there have been situations where it wasn't the individual, or maybe it was exonerated events where it shouldn't have been on their record, and clearly you want to allow them an opportunity to get that corrected. And you
is
know,
there a right to do that, Anna? But
that time,
Anna, here's one of the things I want
to come back.
Let me ask you this question, though. It is their right to have that information, but is there anything wrong when you're talking to them and you're collecting the information that's going to allow you to do the search and find out about them? Is there anything wrong with saying, would you like to tell me anything about your record or about your past, anything at all that you'd like for me to know before I check this?
When an individual fills out an application, there are certain legal boxes that they have to check off or that can be added to an application where they need to provide you that information so that you're aware of it during the discussion. I think I would caution, though, to give a mixed feeling that individual is going to be allowed to come in the workplace just by disclosing that information.
Oh.
I think that you can have that discussion and you can say, you know, let us get your information back. We certainly will consider all the factors here, your qualifications, your work record in relation to the job that you're going to be in, the position, and then we can meet back and discuss this. I think that it's very forthcoming from an employer's side. You want to get as much information as you can on that individual to make the right hiring decision.
Mm-hmm.
When you get information.
Now, if they actually give you information voluntarily, that's okay, though, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And if they don't provide that to you and you get something on the records, that would be the first red flag to say you did not fully disclose that information. Therefore, I'm sorry, but you're going to be not allowed to move forward in the application process.
This background check thing, Anna, is so important because I don't know if you've seen this before, but I've seen places where a daycare actually would hire somebody. They didn't do a background check, and it turns out they were hiring people who had records for hurting children.
Yes, and we have seen individuals who have sold substance on school playgrounds. Background screenings can provide you an array of information that looks into that individual's work performance. It's not just about criminal activity. It's their employment record. It's their
Anna,
education,
I've got
their degrees. We're seeing a lot.
I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here, Anna. Anna Brewer, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.